Well, it's good to be here this morning. Our session in the conference this year, we had a kind of a busy schedule, but we tried to make time to be here. We brought into our mission conference here. The little update that our ministry, we were planning to move to another field. And we'll probably talk to you this morning, but you know, due to COVID restriction, we haven't still closed. But we're planning to go, and we're still planning to go to the ordination for our princes. They're waiting. I was talking to one of them yesterday, and the church is going really good. They have two problems, but all of the churches have problems. But they're doing really good, so I told them I'm going to pray for the service this morning. And we're planning to go into the ordination when it's open. But God opened the doors for us to start the ministry in the village. So we had a church there, we can work together with the church, but we're planning to start our ministry in order that we'll be able to reach others' nationalities. City of Auckland is a multicultural city, and the population of Samoa is 198,000 people living in Samoa itself. The population of Samoa living in Auckland in New Zealand is 181,000, so that's 10,000 difference. And the city of Auckland itself is 118,000 people living in the city of Auckland. And not only the Taiwan, but you know, other nationalities, the Tongan, the Pacific Islands, Lebanese, Arabic people. So those are the people that we feel like God told us to go there and start ministry. And even if God opened doors for us to go there. So thank you to the first. The other thing is my citizenship. You know, I was told that June, we lost the obligation and said that the obligation was processed for about 18 months. So that means we do not have to get my citizenship until next year. So I told my wife, I said, let's pray. I prayed that God would give us an answer by the end of office. So we were in Arizona, the end of office. And her mommy sent us a text and said, we got a letter from any question. And my wife just dropped the department of my application, she declined. And I said, just call her mom and said, open the letter, read us a letter. She read the letter and she said, you have to go to work for fingerprints. So that means the application is processed. And after that, she said, maybe there is a delay, you can wait any time that you have to go through the interview. So Robert says, before my birthday, I wanted to do my interview for another action. My birthday was 30 September. We got a letter, another letter of immigration before the 30th of September. I need to go to the interview. So I went to the office, the lawyer's office, for a friend test. She told me that my case is a very clean case. They said that the people that they applied for citizenship at the beginning of the year, they still haven't been asked for the citizenship. But she said, your case is a very clean case. And that encouraged me. And I know it's not because of who I am, because of people that prayed for that matter. And I thank you for that, and thank you for your prayers, because you put it on a prayer letter, and you always pray for us. But this morning I want to talk about, and I know this, our people, this mission conference is recruiting laborers for harvest. I just want to make a little devotion this morning from the book of Romans. The apostle Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Romans 1:16 is a familiar verse. It says, why not share the gospel of Christ? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. Father, we thank you for the word, and thank you for the time that we hear this morning to enjoy your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the men and prepared for this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for people that come out this morning. We just pray that the words of our mouth and meditation of our heart will honor and glorify you this morning. Pray that the help of God. How many of this message that I will be able to encourage folks here that we continue to do what she told us to do. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, for I must sing the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. This is God, Jesus was Jesus before Jesus went up to heaven and gave us a great commission. And the great commission is in Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, Jesus came, verse 18 to verse 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Going therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So, Jesus said to go teach all nations. What is that teaching? You know, Mark 16, verse 15 clearly explained that. He said unto them, go into the world, in all the world, and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be dead. Well, I was looking at this morning and I thought, you know, the word baptized that means, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of preachers say that baptism is not part of salvation. It's true. But I think that baptism is not referring to a water baptism. It's referring to a spiritual baptism. Because the word baptism is from the Greek word baptizo, which is meant to be, or to die. Die, like when you keep something in a vinegar, it's come out, change the color. When we accept the Spirit of God, we dip in the Spirit of God. And that's why the Bible of course says that those in Christ are new creatures. All things pass away, behold, all things become new. Must be a finished person. When we are given the Spirit of God, we are baptized with the Spirit of God. I'm not saying the Spirit of God baptized us like that. Out of interest, believe the Spirit comes and goes. I'm believing that when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, the Spirit of God comes and lives in us. It baptizes us, it controls us, take control of our lives. And that's what I think that's what the Mark is talking about. If he that believes and is baptized, shall be saved. It's not to do with what the water baptism is when we dip into the Spirit of God. Because the last portion of the verse he says, but he that believeth not, there's nothing to do with baptism of salvation. He that believeth not, you know, shall be dead. And that's what the Bible says. Is going to believe or not. So then I have to ask another question. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? Is it going over the world and preach the gospel to every creature? The gospel is explained in verse 7. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. To verse 3, he said that, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, wherein ye stand, but which also ye have taken. What the apostle Paul said, this is the gospel that I preach unto you. This is the gospel for you to save. You know, this is the gospel. And he explained the gospel. by which also he was saved, if ye keep remembering what I preach unto you, but this is the way, unless you are doing for me what I said. This is the gospel, it says verse 3, he says, for I am new unto you first, the first of the gospel, new unto you, that which I also received, both in the same way that I am to say, the gospel I preach to you, the same way that I am to see. He says, verse 3, which also I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. The first thing is, he should die for our sins. The second thing is that according to the scriptures in verse 4 and 5, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. That's the gospel that Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know what? If you're not getting the gospel right, our ministry is not going to be saved. Why? Because we're going to fill our churches with people that are not saved.
Right.
They have to say what God has done for them. Pastor said yesterday, the fifth thing is the first thing first. The main thing is the main thing. We need to keep that faith in them, the main thing first. Because, you know, a lot of churches, I know a lot of Samoan churches, they get it together, they collect some people, they know them, they see them, they know it's that church. They don't even know what salvation is. And they start a church, and they don't know the church. A lot of unsaved people, they don't even know the gospel. But that's what Paul says here, the gospel is the complete sacrifice of God offered for our sins. His death, his burial, and resurrection is the gospel. Jesus says in John 3:16, why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not in him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What are the consequences of not obeying the rules? What is the consequence? What will face you not obeying this command? Why, first Peter chapter 3, verse 16, he said, if by being men suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that the church must be changed in the house of God. If you're not taking the gospel out, the church will be changed here. It will not be changed that day. It will be changed here. So there will be times in time that the church must be changed in the house of God. Now we all die out of this pandemic and say, so and so's fault. So and so's fault. This is what the Calvary is taught. You know what the fault is? It's him. It's churches. We quit going out and taking the gospel out. I was in New Mexico, one of the churches that I preached at, and the guy pulled up the map and said, look at all the blue little spot in New Mexico, and he said, you know, the politics going in these places have changed. This red, this blue spot to the red spot, we will be okay. A lot of people just center in the red spot and not ignore the blue spots in the red spot. I think it's true that you cannot save the whole world. God saved the whole world, but you have to do what we need to do. You know, that's the mindset that I have to say to millions and millions of people. No? Forget about news. We need to cross the street. Tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Judgment begins here, not begins after. He said again, for time to come, judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it begins in us, if that judgment begins in us, you bring up those people up there. He said in that little God is going to push. What shall we give of them that is paid up? The cost of God. What's the end of it? Because we focus here, we're not focused after. I think there's three things that the Apostle Paul tried to show us in Romans 1 verse 16. He said, why am I ashamed of God? First thing I'm looking at is personal conviction. His personal conviction, he said, that, why am I ashamed? The gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. A lot of people don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ. They act the most Christian church that happened. The church is a thin crowd, but reality is out there. This is only a thin crowd. Yes. And when you go to a boot camp, that's not a war song. This is called a train. Your mind, you train yourself, train how to use weapons, train other things. Put yourself in training. The real training is when you go to a battle. And I say this church, you know, for the Bruce, actually, that you know, this is a friendly plan. Out there is a new world we need to reach.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul's conviction that I am lost. No one was. You know, I said to that. You know, we immediately go thrown off the bathroom, we go thrown off to the room. First day night in the church of New Zealand. And people shut the door in the face. Everybody rejected me. I mean, it's like if you go through the final service. Some nights, you know, there's only probably two people that stand at the door and let you explain the gospel, go through the gospel. But most of the time, you reject it. A lot of people use that to get away from what we need to do. You know what? I was doing my wife. Being on the Tuesday night. Tuesday. Even we took our van to a private case condition. And we borrowed them from Mom's class. We went to take the class 6 breaks at 9 p.m. We sit there in 9 p.m. There's 3 people sitting in there. I looked around and looked at the people and I thought, I don't think these people are going to continue. So I looked for tracks. I didn't have any track. I moved all the tracks to my land. The land is at 5. So I went to a mom's side, 5 trip tracks. You know, going crashing. And I thought, you know, God can use a donkey to use these things. I said, well, can I catch all these people sitting there? You know, I'm glad because they loved it because that's the way for their past. The old way for their past. And I had a chance to witness to everyone in that place. I don't know what the, you know, that was two of them promises of the church. The other lady, she knew living. Explained to her the whole plan of salvation in the Roman world. She stared at me. Selfie. But you know, you never know the outcomes. Only in your child. You need to do what we need to do. I'm not undermining Bible college and Bible college school campus. I went to Bible college. I'm not undermining Bible college. But I'm not. I really enjoy having our church Bible college again. People have freedom to study it, rather than go and have stress out of Bible college. This is what I did. Bible college has to rush through the material so you can pass. I cannot just get out of Bible college, I have to do my own study. And real world, you know, Bible college is a good thing, it's still my character. But it isn't too much for me. I mean, I learned a lot of things about the college, but it's, you know, a lot of things you try to get through it. So you can get, you know, that you would win the Bible college. But the real study of the Word of God is when you finish your final, your final time, and your prayer process is prayed, and ask God to help you.
Right.
It's useful. You know what? That's why I rather put it in church to send love out. I rather send 3 men in our own church rather send them to a lot of us. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 16, last year night, let your light be shining before me, that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. So we need to show the world what Jesus is showing, the gospel that we believe. The second thing here in the Apostle Paul says, not only that it's a personal conviction, is that I'm not here to share the gospel. Now, when you really know who God is, and you really know that you're saved, you cannot wait to tell others the same story.
Amen.
That's the thing I'm giving to people, that they don't really know who they're saved, because they don't know what story to tell. The second thing is that the gospel says it is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God. You know, there's no other power that brings people to Jesus Christ. It's the power of God that brings people to Jesus Christ. You're familiar with the Romans road. Will be laid out. Those verses make people stop and listen. You know, if you were closing doors and doors, those verses, it makes people think. You know, I teach a Sunday school in the Mexico last Sunday, and I went through the Roman road and explained it verse by verse to the kids, you know, from 12 to 12 or 13, and they all looked like they listened. They said, wow, you don't know how those verses work in the mind of people. Remember the whole Bible, this whole Bible is the word of God. What scripture is killed by this person? God is about corporate doctrines, brutal correction, instruction, and righteousness. That man is not even perfect. Truth and broken words. All of the whole Bible.
That's right.
But you know what? You have to explain. The power of God. Some people think that we only memorize the verses to suit our message. That's not the only way I memorize verses. I memorize verses when I feel down, I feel depressed. I know there's verses in the Bible. Bible says, my word have I hidden in my heart.
Yes.
That I'm not sinning. I'm not sinning issue. It helps us in times of trouble. It helps us to learn about, to remind us, you know, God is still there. Okay. I was in mission conference. They asked me a question. They said, what is the biggest help in ministry? And I said, I'm not being spiritual, but I said, my biggest comfort in ministry is that I know God is watching.
Amen.
He's watching me. You know, anytime I write a prayer letter, I think that God's watching. I'm not going to be something bad.
Amen.
I'm not going to be something bad. It's not what. Who's going to start trusting yesterday? Don't want to be pulling somebody's people's work. You know, every time my wife heard it, I said, God, who knows what happened? You know this one. Sometimes we won't have anything happen now. You know, we won't what's happening. Why? Because I fear. You know, I don't care what you're doing. I fear what God.
Amen.
I look up to God. Not only that, the gospel, the conviction of the heart for the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. The gospel, the proclamation of the gospel, he said in verse, that same verse, he said to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the priest. To everyone. You know, the gospel is for everyone. It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
There's a saying here in our country, what's good for foreigners, good for survivors, two islands. Most of the resources that are spent in our island. But people from the other islands say, what is good there? It's good for us to send over to our island. You know, I'm closing with God. You know, from the story here, through the Acts, the Ethiopian man mentioned in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. I'm going to read it to you, and, you know, for a single time. He said the angels of the Lord spoke to Philip. Philip had great ministry to Mary. And so saved, people get healed, and he had great ministry to Mary. And God told him to go to the church. He comes to verse 27 then. He arose and went to the old man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority and attendance, queen of Ethiopia, who had in charge of all his treasure. And they come to Jerusalem to worship. Was returned to the Jairus, written outside the house. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, join thy sufferings together. And Philip ran and delivered to him, and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand that thou readest. He said, how can I accept my man to find me? And he desired Philip that he turn about and sit with him. This is Ethiopia, the man from Ethiopia. He went to Jerusalem. Worship was a religious man because he was a Jerusalem of worship. Not always a religious man. He's got a Bible with it. He had a Bible in his hand. He read Isaiah officially. You know the Isaiah Bible. The prophecy is coming inside of him. Jesus Christ. He read it, but he don't understand. And God called Philip to go and explain to him. Pick up in verse 34 and 8. Answer Philip and say, I tell you, you couldn't speak in the prophet himself, the son of man. Philip opened his mouth and began saying scriptures preached unto him. Jesus. You know, it doesn't matter where you go to church. It doesn't matter if you take the right Bible. But you let explain that message of salvation. Now, you're not afraid of that. Bible. You know, I use the King James Bible. Doesn't matter, right Bible. I'm not use it to show somebody. It's just something that's laid on the desk or laid on the shelf. You know, that's useless. We need to explain. This man went to worship. They probably, I don't know how many times he went to Jerusalem. He got a religious man. And also, he got a right Bible. He raised my side. But he doesn't understand. They need someone to explain the gospel. Another one is chapter 3 of Acts. Centurion, an Italian man. He got hurt his first. I'm not going to read the whole thing, you go read it yourself. But he prayed, God listened. But you know what? There's something missing. And they had to tell Peter. He was down at the beach. To tell Kevin's mind. I'm just kidding. He was down there with the couple who he was signing with him. To come and tell Cornelius the right thing. Show him the right Jesus. You know, he prayed. Now I've heard this prayer. But there's something missing. Why? Because we need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ the right way.
Amen.
The apostle Paul, to choose men, declared the apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verse 7 to Galatians. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7 said, why do you go to violence for the name of God? Or do I seek these men? For if I yet please men, I did not have a servant of Christ. But I certify in the present that the gospel which I preach of me is not of man. For neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For he hath heard of my conversation in the time past with Jews and Christians, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And profiting the Jews religion about my equals in my own nations, being more sealed in Sabbath than the tradition of my father. But when it pleased God to separate me from my mother's children, and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I had preached Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred, not with the flesh, but was conferred in this common class. For that I didn't seek any help from men. When He called me, when Jesus called me,
yeah.
You know, the gospel has been made to many things, a main thing. Starting with getting people saved. That's how we recruit people. Getting people saved.
Yes, sir.
And then propagating the gospel. You know that things he had on stretch out. The Ethiopian man from the Ethiopian. Black man. The centurion man from Italy. He's a white man. You know that man. Paul is a Jewish. He's not black. He's not black. But he's Jewish.
Yes.
Samaritan woman. That Jesus witnessed as well was a half Jewish. Nicodemus, the Pharisee, all these people have a common crowd that they can say through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one common ground. Jesus said, I am the way to eternal life.
Amen.
No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, cry out, it's race. The difference between race is not race. They don't understand the race of God. They cry out because of the sin. We are human because of the color of our skin. It's not skin. It's sin that is in us. And then we know. The only thing that we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ. To reach those people, to bring those people to the common ground, to hold them to the cross, and get them saved, and start recruiting people for the kingdom of God. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.